We're holding on Tosfos. The Tosfos is still the kasha. Tosfos kasha was why the nida we don't say nes or yadama that is nida b'shas netfile. We'll say nes. The Tosfos in the first Teretz answers the reason we don't say nes is. Because she's not an Erevin. She's Leidomi Lachris Isha Velashara Rayas. And Tesis in the first Teretz finishes always, not only that we don't say Neso because she's not an Erevin and she's Leidomi Lachris Isha, Tesis fears always, and it's a filu in Baal Ukonu. She's such not a Nida even in Baal Ukonu. So this was the first Teretz of Tesis. So Tesis has the Kasha. And Mechura Nida will be Nesra, the answer is she's not an Erve, and Bemele she's Leidomi Lachrisisha, so we don't say Nesra, and not only that, it's Mashma in the Psochim and Eilu Dvorim, that even in Baal Ukonu, she's Mamesh not out, she's in. This is the first Teretz. And then Tesis comes with the second Teretz. Tesis says, Veroi, ואויד ניר לחלק נאד ואויד ישלם ואויד ניר לחלק ואנחנו יסי שואב על פי שמייסר איש לאחר כך שוב לא יתזדק את לאיבום כיוון שנפטרו שואח אז שמשנה מרדכי עוד הלכי נויה כנאמרים בי יש מוטורץ אבל בנידו אז לא חיסון על דרכי נויה שאף לביילו נם יצריכו להמתין עד שתיתן. So it's not חיסון לדרכי נויים, because גם לביילו צריכו להמתין עד שתיתן. אבל גם לביילו צריכו להמתין עד שתיתן, ומילא זה not חיסון לדרכי נויים. This is the Tosfos. And now the shaila is, what is the avone? And the second Teretz of Tosfos, there is no chisorin of Darkei Noyam. There is no chisorin of Darkei Noyam. It's one of the stanzas. It's not. You know it's not. It's not trying to figure out also. מכל מקום, מהשמיים. So Tosfos kasha is that nida will be nesro. Tosfos kasha is that nida will be nesro. And Tosfos answers that nida is not nesro. The first tells because she's not a erva. And the second tells that there's no chisorin of darkei noyam. Why? שגם לביילו צריכו להמתין. אז לא חיסון על דרכי נויים, שגם לביילו צריכו להמתין, אז לא חיסון על דרכי נויים. And the shaila, what is the avona here exactly in Tosfos? What is the avona in Tosfos? So the first Teretz is very glad. Why is no Nesro and Nido? She's not a Erve. So while she's not a Erve, the male is no Nesro. Posh the Teretz. Second Teretz Tosfos says, why is no Nesro? Because it's no chisorin of darkei noyam, shegam lebailo tzricho lehamtin. So I want keseder advorim to be minded the dvor. Tosfos is coming, and the first Teretz, and this is advorim brurim, and the first Teretz was poshet to Tosfos that Nesro is a alochev Nesro. Kol yevomo, shenikoyrimo b'shas, nefilo yevomo yovo yoleo, כיוון שנסרו שואחס, נסרו אילומץ. זה סבורת, זה דרושה, לא יכול למי שמסיני, כיוון שנסרו שואחס, נסרו אילומץ. ומאלה, תאיס דנה קשה. So if I see שאישו, even if my wife dies, I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister, because נסרו שואחס, נסרו אילומץ. So, נידה also, if I couldn't do יימום בשעס נפילה, נסרו שואחס, נסרו אילומץ. What is the difference? What is the difference? Nesro Shachas, Nesro Eilomitz. And for Tesis, it's not an Erve, but really if it's not out, we don't say Nesro. This was the first Erve. Comes the second Teretz and says, no. I want to tell you, Nesro is not Stamapora Aduma Nesro. Nesro is Giboit and Darkinoya. You're right, the Gemara in the Flamet does not bring the Pesuk of Darkinoya, but as a Gemara in the Pesai, the Gav is someone that had kids, B'shas Misa, and then the kids died. And the Gemara says it's not Noyam, Shetazu, it is Darkin. It's the same Parsha. Nesro and Darkinoya is the same Parsha. This is the second Teretz of Tesis. B'mele, Zok Tesis, in the second Teretz, Val Nesro and Darkinoyam is the same Parsha. Val Nesro and Darkinoyam is the same Parsha. Vayanido is no chison of Darkinoyam, because Gam Lebailo Tzricho Leamtin, B'mele is no Nesro. So I want to remind you that, to have it very close. The first Teretz learns Nesro is Tama Aloche. Kol Yevom Moshe'ina Nikoyim Moshe'az Nefilo Yevom Yav Aleo. Asura Ilonis. She stays also forever. So the man, if the needle was out, she's out forever. And the days the needle was never out. So the devil is Isha and Balukom. Second Torah says we have a mistake. Nesro and Darkinoyam is one bismedrash. And the Mele here is no chisod of Darkinoyam. The Mele is no Nesro here. Masking that this is the Pasha. Well, Masking, does the Pasha. Yes, but this is the Pasha's in Tesis. Now, before we go weiter, I just want to be Masking the Pashtas. Reb Nochum said that this is a double portion that everyone has to know. You ask me a kasha. The first Teretz learned that Nesro is no shaykh as the Darkinoyam. Second Teretz says it's the same thing. Why I understand the first Teretz learned that it's no shaykh? Because in the Flamish state Nesro, the Gemara doesn't say Darkinoyam, not Rashi, not Tesis. And that bizarre state, if someone's kids died later, so it's no Darkinoyam. Mashma, that the regular Yevamo that is out, Achis Isho, when my wife dies, I can't marry her, the Gemara didn't say Darkinoyam. The man it's a dinesla taste of the kasha was mit nida, and the answer is it's not a regular L. Second thing says no, well the more than flamet, she was boit on the flat design, it's not Darkinoyam. The man by nida is Darkinoyam. The first terrace that didn't learn that they boit on each other is one sugi of Nesro and the flamet, one sugi of Darkinoyam and the Pizai. Ask him? I will ask you a kasha, man. Why I need Daf Pizai? Say, Kevin Shenesro Bashas Nefilo, Nesro Ilomis. I'm asking in the first Teretz. Right. Why the first Teretz says no? Nesro is Nesro. Darkinoyam is Darkinoyam. So why indeed is no Nesro? Yishleima is not an Erev. Second Teretz, no, it's the same Gemara Nesro Darkinoyam. And the Mele, Baal, here is Noyam, it's good. It's much like the first Teretz did not know that it's Giboit and Darkinoyam. And I don't blame him, and he's right. Because in the Flamet, till that Pizai, no one said a word in Darkinoyam. Will be Nesro, every page in Givomis will have Nesro. And no one mentions it, it's thrown out one time in that Pizai. Oh, but he has Shaila. So why in that Pizai it doesn't say Darkinoyam? And then Nesro, why in the, if you the first tell, it's why in that Pizai we need to come to the Sugi of Darkinoyam and we don't say the Sugi of Nesro. This is an Aleph based Kasha. And Malcolm said this, everyone needs to know the answer because this is an Aleph base of Yehovah's. This is not Teir of Yehovah's.
Why
does he
use the word Mason
Kachayim? I don't have to see, but why are we asking the Gemara didn't say Nesro? Pshat in the Pizayin, we have to get the Pshat in the Pizayin. But why the Gemara didn't say Nesro? Zog Reb Nochem. The Teretz is, the first Teretz learns, the first Teretz learned that Nesro is only a lady that falls Leibu and she gets burned out. Why? She falls Leibu, she's a regular lady, she's married to a guy, everything is good, she falls Leibu, but there's a problem that the brother can't take her. Why? Because he's married to her sister. The brother can't take her because, boom, by him it's a daughter. But if the brother would have different brothers, she's a regular lady that could fall in Yibu. She falls, she bumps, she gets out. Then it's Nesro. But someone that doesn't fall in Yibu, we don't say Nesro. And I will explain to you. Every lady, before she was married to your brother, you could have done Yibu. When she was married to your brother, you can marry her. Say Nesro. Nesro, I only say Bishas Nefilah. when she's in and out, she stays out. Any lady that was married, I can't marry. I can marry every lady that's married to someone else. Every lady was married once. Say Nesu Elam is supposed to Shaychas. It's a din Yevam is dik. Yevam Oshay Ani Koyir Bo B'Shas Nefilo Yevam Oyavu Eleo. She gets out, she stays out. The Mele, the first tenets learns Nesu is only Benefilo, the Ayinu, but not. Nesu cannot be not in the islandies, not in Eishas Ashi Yesh Lebonim. These ladies, the lady is not Roi Le'inu. Yesh Lebonim, she's not in the Parsha. So it's not Nesu, she never fell. So if tomorrow she's Roi, maybe she could be Mischad Hashibu, but then there's a Sugi of Darki Noya. So the first tenets learn is a Sugi of Nesu and of Lamed. But that is every time that the lady, the etzem it's an asma, she's roi le'ibum, which the other brother can't marry her, then it's neso. The man takes as a kash, and that'll be by us neso, and he answers, neither she's not out, there's no neso. Second Torah says, I want to be mechadesh, that neso is really not stam asmore, it's giboit and the sugya daf bezai. Again, the first Torah it's learned, it's two different sugyas, darkinoyam and neso. Why the sugya daf bezai didn't say neso? Because there's no nefila. Why the sugya and aflama didn't say darkinoyam? Maybe because there anyway, she's not mitchem ma'abesin, like Pace will say later. There's noyam, she's not free anyway. It's not like a lady has kids that she can do what she wants. So the first teretz is two different sugyas. We're not, we already did this, I'm not, I just want to be minded the sur, the shmaisa, with his begat and the ganzi votes. Comes the second teretz that says, I want to say the aflama and the pezaim are one sugya, it's a sugya from darkinoyam, and nesla is gibayt and darkinoyam. Says, yes, Nesla is Gibayt and Darkinoyam, and when it's nice, you could do Yibum. So why below Yidchem Ayabay says Nesla? She's anyway not free. Bitch name if there's only one brother married to my sister, to my wife's sister, and I can't do Yibum when she was free. It's not Noyam, she talks about this Daki. Like the Pezayan. She was out, she had kids, and now she doesn't have kids, ain't Zen Noyam. But if anyway it was brothers, and she was a Yavama, just I was stuck, one of the brothers was married to the sister, and now the sister is dead. So the Chul and Deer is no Chisson and Darkinayam. So this is Mikol Bogoyim, Eze Darkinayam, Shetazel and Dizdaki, Dizah Shiniftar Ha'amen. But I know this was, Tazel was building his Yesoid, that is no Sugi of Nesro, Nesro is sucking out from the Sugi of Darkinayam, it's Chad Sugiu, and Val it's Chad Sugiu, the Moshe Rashi, the Pashas, it's two Sugis we proved. But Tazel in the second Teres learns it's Chad Sugiu, and Bemele he's Mechadesh, that neither Vash is Mutu Lebailo, is no Chisson and Nesro. And now we go right. Rebbe Cholan Wasserman learned the Pashtas Pshat in Tesis. This is the way the Kermitza is. What is the Pshat now that we decide that Nesu and Darkinoyam is one Sugya? So we will clear, we'll start to clear on that Pizai. As a deed of Darkinoyam, the brother die, he has kids, and then the kids die, ain't the Darkinoyam. It's a Aloche that is called a Darkinoyam Dike Aloche, that because it's not Noyam, I can't get married. I can't do a Yibum because it's not Noyam. We call it Siba. It's Mischadish, not every time it's a mitzvah, but it's a, we have to be nice. The Torah is not a nice thing. And we made it that Noyam is Matcha de Yibum. Siba, or it's a Raya. It's like Loshon Rashi and Daf Pezayin, Hilkach, Veben Enloy de Omar Rachmona Bishas Mise. Darkinoyam, we're not trying to be nice people. Tayr is a Tayr, we don't have any time to check if it's nice or not. But the Kinayim is teaching us how to darshan the Tayr. The Tayr means, V'ben Eloi B'sha'as Misri Ke'oma. Like we have, Yudgimel Midrasha Tayr Nidreshes, Hekesh, Yomotzidu, Binyanav. We have another one, Darkinoyim. That was the Chkire. Sibe or Sime. We mentioned yesterday, Yom Chamishi and Shir, three examples, Hadassim. More clears how we know it doesn't say Anaf Eitz Abo, it's something that has tree. Ve'eme Hidru, Frank the Gemara, it's also a kind of leaves that grow tree. So the Gemara, Achel Darchinoyam, the other one is Sama Moves Lebe'eva, so Hashem doesn't mean that. Again, so maybe I really could use both, just it's not Noyam, and if today the chemicals will change and it will not be dangerous, you could really use Hidru for Adasim. Or Darkinoyam was teaching me that when Hashem spoke and after it's obvious, he meant to speak about the Adasim. Same thing in Sreifa, how we do Sreifa, if it's a real fire, or you throw in like a kind of a metal that is warm, that you pour in hot metal into his mouth, you burn him like that. Eivel, the Gemara calls it, or saif, if you chop it with a knife, or you chop it with a hammer, all these achim is ways to darshan the Torah. This is the shayla, that can have is a sibah or it's a simen. So Rabbi Chom, I just want to remind you, but it's part of the shluchim hazolah. So Rabbi Chom and Lima Pashas Pshat and Taisis that it's a sibah, and this is the reason Taisis really says that if en lo ibon belo yitchem ha'abeisa, what is the chisol? Lecho adir et znoyam. So Taisis, shetachzo vat izdage. Taisis, by nido, but gam lebayo tzicho la'am, di yitzo et znoyam. So en lechanami, every place we measure, it is noyam or it's not noyam. Vosh, if it's a raya, so we have a cloud. Ben en lo vishas misikom, al vosh, if it's a raya, how we could say a raya in Esra? And kids, we dash in the posuk. We ben enle b'shas misik ha'oma. How do we dash in the posuk and nesu? So the Kriya Sefer says, Yevoma yoma yaleo b'shas tefilik ha'oma. The same idea, but then it's a drosha. We don't measure. The fi Rashi, we ben enle b'shas misik ha'oma. It's a drosha. We don't measure any place if yes or not. The Rosh Rashi brings down the case there. Why it's not noyam? Rashi says she gets married to someone else, and then she has to take a shoe. What if she never got married to someone else? Doesn't make a difference. It's a drosha. But ben elin mishas misik roma. So in Rashi it's mashma. It's a drosha. In Taisis it's mashma. Then it's a siba. Rashi they call it achronim raya. Taisis they call it a siba. And b'meila Taisis is mechadish lefi dat that nido. Shigam lebayin atzricho le'abtin is no chisolon of darki noyam. And it really every check case in the middle you check it is noyam or it's not noyam. For Taisis. Well, it's from our base. The case is ends in there. She talks about this dark. And as I mashma and the Rashba and the Yudzayin, Kiregi brings down the Rashba. But the Rashba really says that below it from our base is not just on the dark in there. The is really measured by the case. This is the pashtus, the way we learn in Tesis. And that Rebbe Chonon and the Velt asks three kashas. If you learn Kipshutei in Tesis, the Darkei Noyam is a Sibo. And this is the reason Taisus is asking it himself. So Nida Eichet. Taisus answers. The Bible Tzuch Ola Amti, there's no Chisom, it looks nice. Frank Rebel Chonon, Abarazei, Benefilo Shnio, we know Nesro. We know Alamo Yevoma. Every Torah Selva, Rebel Chonon starts with every Torah Selva. Every Torah Selva. I'm not allowed to marry my daughter, and I'm not allowed to marry the second wife. My brother marries the second wife, and he dies. And now she falls le'ibum. So I can't marry. Why? Now it's a siba si'ibum, and now the ishasach. So if we say it stays an elvedike ishasach, it's not an ass. But if it's not an elvedike ishasach, so benefila shniya, it's noya. But more from that, Zog Yabachon, forget about Zohar Selveh. Two brothers marry two sisters. Reuven and Shimon married the sister. Reuven dies. Shimon can't do Yibum. So Levi does Yibum. Now Shimon's wife dies. So if Reuven would be, if Shimon, Levi would not do Yibum, Be'etzim she would have to do Yibum. Just would be Nesro. Ain't the name. She talks about this back. But now when Levi dies, it's in the Filo Chadosho. It's no Nesro. So Lechure, if Nesro is mitzad Aloch, it came to Nesro, Shoachas Nesro, Elom, it's good. But if Nesro means Ein Zedarki Noyam, here it is Noyam Shetach Zubat Izdarki. Here it is Noyam Shetach Zubat Izdarki. This is Rebbe Chonon's kash. The same thing, Rebbe Chonon mentions that Ein Shesochim Shulay Hoyo Boi Lomoy. If you're Zayin, we'll see that Cheshbein is in Zayin, but it's the same thing, if you're Pshimen, I'm allowed to marry Be'yibim V'achakach Noilad. But Be'noilad V'achakach Yibim, I can't do Yibim. Why does Nesra was the Fila Shnia? What is the problem? And Reb Nochem added to
why is he asking the Kibshim or the Kiddush? Why is he saying
the Kiddush? The Rabbanah is not sure. Because anyway, he can't marry the Kiddush. The third Kasha Reb Nochem asked, and this is what you mentioned, that the Gemorans of Pizayim, why Nes, why Dar Kinoyam came to Pizayim on the days? The Gemorah was discussing a lady that the kids, she had kids, so she can't eat the truma. She's not chizeres lebeis aviyah. Then the kids die. More says. Maisi, like in Yibum. If those kids, even if they die, you don't do Yibum. If those kids is no truma, you don't go back. Meisim kechayim, dead like alive. If it's a raya, But Kenayim is teaching me that death is like a life. So the Gemara says, even Legabi Truma, I could learn out from somehow. But if it's a din, so if it's a din dar ginoyam, if it's a din dar ginoyam, so what? It's not noyam that she, after she gets married to someone else, another brother comes and pulls off her shoe. So Rashi says, but if he tastes ends in noyam, shatachzov et izdakeklay. But what is the shaykhis? What is the shaykhis? Legabi truma. She could not eat truma, now she could eat an apple, so what is the shaykhis? What is not noyam? What is the chesaron of noyam? For Meile, it's hard to learn and taste as Kipshutoi. Again, Rebel Chonan learned Kipshutoi, and the Welt learned Kipshutoi, the taste is in the second Teres learned that it's a Siba. But it's very hard to learn that it's a Siba, because we have these three kashes. If it's a Siba, we don't have the reason. We don't have the reason. And the Gemara is telling Tzuit Bezayin to Truma, if it's a Siba and Truma, we don't have these reasons. Mikoyach these kashes, Reb Nochem and the Welt, they learn a different pshat in tastes. And listen, it's a bit tief, but it's very glad. Tasteless also learns that it's a raya. Not that it's a siba, it's a raya. What is the raya? If it's a raya, how to darshan a posuk, or it's a raya, how a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Teire. But it's a raya. What is the raya? Val, it's not noyam. We'll take Pesayim. Val, he had kids b'shas nefile, so it's not noyam later to remarry again when the kids die, that she has to go back to the yovel. So obviously, listen, what is the raya? When is a p'tul forever. Because it's not nice that later it will rechal, so we say, that kinoyam is belamed me, so the gather of Darkin Noyam is to teach me the Yesoid. Why? Take the case of the Pesayim. Ain liyesh lebonim b'shasmisa and they die. Why she's not choizel leibum? Because it's not nice. So not because you're not nice in the kaim aloha. So it's megale to me. It's megale that the gather of the p'tur is that if you have a p'tur, the p'tur is a ilomis. Doesn't patu l'sho, it patus l'oilo. Kevet she nesro shorachas, nesro ilomis. These are the words of Tesis. That nesro is giboit and darkinoya. That nesro is giboit and darkinoya. So what nesro is giboit and darkinoya? This is the Avon HaSadvorim. The Meile. This is the Svore that we learn out. That came as Nifteru Shoachas Nifteru Ilomis. So Nesro is Giboit and Darkinoyam. So why is two sugis? Dear, the Gemara spoke about Yesh Lebonim. It's very easy to understand. When he has kids, so he's out forever. Even if it's a Erve, if she's out forever. Till here it's glad. You see, till here it's glad. Close. But then we'll go to the next step. After we understand that if he tastes, it's also a raya. It's not a siva. I don't know if it's a raya like taste Rashi to Darshan the Ben Elle Bishas Mise, but it's a raya when you have a p'tur, it's a p'tur forever. Klo? Now, so what tastes now? Ask me that right away. No? So why tastes says that by Nida, Kevin Shilabailo Gam Gitzrichola Amtin is no chisson of Darkinoyam. But if you're out forever. Again, we're learning in Thesis. If Nochem is coming and learning in Thesis, and Thesis didn't mean Siba, Thesis means Raya. No, so now I'm afraid my cash. If it's a Raya, so we know, while you're out forever. No, so Benida also. While I'm out forever. Manida also, while I'm out forever. So what they say is a svore, Kevon shelebailo nami asuro, No chisor, not gonna have. Someone has no chisor. But I learned the klal. If it would be a siba, I could understand why it will switch by neither. But if it's not a siba, it's a raya, why it will switch by neither? No? So what? But if it's out, it's out. The teretz is, and listen carefully, is that starke diuk in teisvis, and the tzadar would be neslo and neither. So she's also for Erev. And the tzad that will not be nesro by neither. Tesis wanted that will be nesro by neither. And for Tesis the first tenet, no, she's not out. So the second tenet, there's no nesro because gam lebailo tzricho lehamti. Gam lebailo tzricho lehamti. But Teis asked the kasha that will be nesr by nida, and the melech should be asr forever. This is not. It's not a nesr because gam lebay lo tzricho leham. So now I want to ask Yeshay. By achos isha is nesr, and by nida is no nesr. Teis has wanted that by nida will be nesr as well. I'm asking you now a shayla. Lo yitzuyer ba'achos isho will be no nesro. So one bida aloche. Two brothers marry two sisters. Reuven dies. Two brothers, he's like marry two sisters. Reuven dies. Shimon wants to do Yibum, he can't because Reuven's wife is married, it's his wife's sister. Right? So Reuven is dead. Shimon cannot do Yibu. What happens to Reuven's wife? She's allowed to marry someone else? Or not? If there's no Nesro, if there's no Nesro, she's allowed to get married or not? Achois Isho. Achois Isho. My brother died. His wife is my wife's sister. I can't do Yibu. She's allowed to get married to someone else in the meantime or not? What? Without Nesro, she's allowed to get married or not? No brothers. She's allowed to. She's allowed to. Ask him. Why she's allowed to? She's Erve. Now my wife dies. So she falls in Yibum without Nesro. Right? So now she becomes us. So without Nesro, what would happen about this issue? When the brother dies, she's mutter to get married. Because she's a Erve, she's allowed to get married. When the brother, when my wife will die, she will fall in Yibum. So Nesro came when she Nesro Shoachas Nesro Elokis. Maskin? Although without Nesro, what would be the Aloche? She'll be free. By Nido, there's no Nesro. If you're the second Teretz, she's a regular Erve, but there's no Nesro. So when my brother dies and his wife is in Nido, she's allowed to get married to someone else or she has to wait? Well, she has to wait or she's allowed to get married to someone else?
She has to wait.
No, she has to wait or not? No. She's a regular Erev. Menachem, she's allowed to get married or not? She's allowed to get married or not? What's she in Teisvis? Look at Teisvis. Well, she's allowed to get married or not? It's not that she's a nida for someone else. My brother dies married achos isho. I can't do Yibum. Achos isho is allowed to get married to someone else, yeah. Then my wife dies, without Nesro, she comes back in. Right? It's kids. Shekin Rash. She's free. The kids die, without Akinayim and Nesro, she's back in. What happened to a lady that is a nida? Without Nesro, she's out or she's in? What? She's allowed to get married to who she wants? La locha today, if a woman dies, if she's in need, she gets married to who she wants? Why not? He said, without Nesro, she... I'm asking you, my brother dies, his wife is my wife's sister. She's allowed to marry someone else? Achos isho. She's allowed to or not? What is she? אחריס איש, הרי זה לא to get married or not. Are you home is the ערבה, she's not allowed to get married? What is the shayla? My brother dies and his wife is an ערבה on me. She's allowed to get married. Now she stops to become an ערבה. If she stops to become an ערבה, if she stops to become a Erva, so without Nesra, she goes back in. So I'm asking you now, a Shaila, a Yevoma that is a Nida. And there's no Nesra. La Locha is no Nesra. So if the first Teretz, she's in. If the second Teretz, she's a Erva, she's out. But there's no Nesra. And the time that she's a Nida, she's allowed to get married or not? She's allowed to get married or not? Before she says that she's not allowed to. Taisha says, Avon Nido, Darkin Noyam, it's Avon Nido, Darkin Noyam, the Lebailo Namo Tzricho Leam, Tinacha Tita. Taisha says that even if there's no Nesro by Nido, in the time that she's a Nida, she's not allowed to get married to someone else. So it's a Motnazach. The first Teretz of Taisus is coming and asking Akasha, why is no Nesro by Nida? The first Teretz, she's not a Elve. The second Teretz is she is a Elve, but even that she's a Elve, is no Darkinoyam, ki lebailo nam etzricho lehamti. So here also she could wait. Abashtait in Taisus, that the Nida has to wait or not? Yes. Why she has to wait? Why the Achris Isha doesn't have to wait and the Nida has to wait? What? No, Shaykh is the Darkinoy. We're discussing without Nesro. Taisus is Mechadish, there is no Nesro. Taiz Mechadesh, there is no Nesro and Nido. Taiz Mechadesh, there is no Nesro and Nido. Why? Ki Lebailo Gam Ken Tzricho Lehamti. Say, Sachis Isha has a Nesro, and a Meir she's out completely, and a Nido is not a Nesro. But now that Nido is not a Nesro, what is the Aloche of the Nido, Meshas that she's a Nido? Again, Nida is not a Nesro. So my brother dies and his wife is a Nida. She's free or she has to wait? She has to wait. Why she has to wait? What? Not Chalisa. Second Teretz of Taisus is learning now that she's Be'etzim like a Chois Isha. Right? Taisus asked the Kasha, say Nesro by Nida. And for Taisus, the first Teretz, she's not like a Erva, she's not. The second Teretz of Taisus says, she is like an Erve. But why it's not Nesro? Nothing will happen if she will have to wait. To the husband, she also waits. I hear it, so there's no Nesro. But what happens when there's no Nesro in Achris Isha? She waits or she doesn't have to wait? She doesn't have to wait. Achris Isha doesn't have to wait. Arayas don't have to wait. So if Arayas don't have to wait, what? So what is that true? Arayas have to wait? Taisva says that there's no chisoron of Nesro shelebailo gam ken tzricho lehamtin. So here also she has to mamtin for the yavam. She's also machmosoi. She's not also machmosoi. Says no chisoron of darkinoyam bichlal. Taisva says that there's no chisoron of darkinoyam. That she's Taisus says, what is Darkinoyam? She is Darkinoyam. She asur loy. So Taisus, why here it's not a chisoron? Because lebailo gam ken tzricho lehamtin. So here also she's waiting for the yavam. 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 Why by a nida she has to wait, and by a chis isha she doesn't have to wait? Shteido in Taisus a big yisur. Shteido that even if neither is a erve, or a vile, it's something that is about to leave. even if neither is an erva and a samzir is about to leave, she can't get married in the meantime. She has to wait till the neither leaves. So achos isha is also on me. She's potum yibum is nesor. Neither, even at now, she's also to me. But it's no chisom as dar kinoyam. Why? Because lebailo nam yitzricho lehamtin. So it's mashma from Teisvis that the Yevoma also will have to be mamtin till she will become mutar. You can't do yibum now, but she's not free to the shuk. She's not free to the shuk. If Teisvis will learn simcha like you learn Yipshad, that she's stam anyway, stuck. You have to say she got stuck anyways. She asur lekol ha'olam achshav. He doesn't say that she's stuck. No. He doesn't say regular marriage. He means
it's
not. Bible means when she'll be married to someone. So the male, it's not a chisson to wait for a nida. It's not a man. Not a chisson if you wait for the yavam. Not that anyway she can't get married now. Not anyway she can't get married. Violent this matter, she waits for her husband so she could wait for the yavam. So shtei din teisvus. And yes, it's not flow. What do you not understand? But the Zelbazach. Bachris Isha, you have an erva. And neither is an erva. We have to remember what is Tesis Kasha and what is Tesis Tetz. Tesis in the Kasha is asking, Achris Isha, say Neso, if she's also now, she's also forever. Neither also, say if she's also now, she's also forever. One Teretz is, neither is not also now. Second Teretz is, neither is also now. So why is no Neso? Because the same way she waits to her husband, she could wait to the Yavam. So we have an Isha that doesn't have Neso, but she's not Muta to the Shuk in the meantime. So why Achris Isha, and the Tzad that is no Neso and Achris Isha, what would happen? She'd be Muta, and then she'd become Asu. She'll become a Yavama. Yes, Lebonim. She'll be Muta. When the Bonim die, she'll become Yavama. So she's Muta, and then the man she'll become Asu. That is Neso. Val, she's Muta to the Shuk, so she's Neso ala Yavam. Okay, but she's Neso Shoach, as Neso Elomis. By Nido, even in this man, that she's a Nido and is no Neso, she's not Muta la Shuk. These are the words of Teisvis, that is Muchach in Teisvis. And Teisvis is explaining why is no chisol of darkinoyam. The reason is no chisol of darkinoyam is because gam lebailo tzricho lehamti. That I think is the aleph beis in Teisvis. If that is true, we'll go one verse then. Teisvis taught, listen carefully. Teisvis taught, ein echinami, we have a ptur. If darkinoyam, and it's a raya. It's a raya, it's not a sibo. It's a raya. That when you have a ptul, the ptul is forever. So Barazay, we're asking a kasha, so by nida also, if you have a ptul, the ptul is forever. The answer is, in every raya, when they potul is a ptul, so the ptul stays forever. By nida, even when she had a ptul, and the ptur was only that she has to wait. So we don't have a klal and that ptur, that ptur stays forever. Again, klal. The aside is, we're not learning sibe. Raya. What is the raya? If you have a ptur, it stays forever. No? So if you have a klal, that if you have a ptur, it stays forever. So by nida also, let the ptur to stay forever. The teretz is, but the ptur of Nida is not the same ptur of all of the arayas. All of the arayas, when they were bottled, they were free. So the ptur stays forever. By Nida, she was never free. She had to wait. So you're right, it will stay forever that she has to wait and that she gets married. So by Nida Be'etzem, I can learn Nida from the regular cloud to say, after I learned that when it's a ptul, the ptul stays forever. So by Nina also, even if it's noyam, what we said, if it's a siba, it changes the case. If it's a cloud, it's a cloud. Tesis has to be made that it's a cloud for the filoshmiya, for all these cases. nur so barazei nida also, even in its noyam, say if it's a cloud, the teretz is, but nida is different. Because even when the time that she was Nesra, she was not Nesra with a p'tur. She was with a Nesra that she has to wait for later. So b'meira, we don't say Nesra. We say Nesra when someone is p'tur, the p'tur is forever. But because when they were p'tur completely. They were free. Stay free forever. Neither she was never really free. She had to really wait. Without Nesra, she would have to wait till she'll become tor. This is the reason, even if it tastes that it's a raya, even if it tastes that it's a raya, of a mikol makoim, it's not the same, but mainly it's not including in that cloud. Now we have to go one more step. Okay, it's not including in that cloud. So why it tastes bichlal has to say that it's noyam, shigam lebay lo tzicho lehamtin? Just say, you can learn it out from the regular dalgi noyam. Why Tesis has to say that Nida, you know, it is Darkinoyam, because to the husband she also has to wait. He's saying again, Darkinoyam is a cloud. It's only a reason to Darshan to say that Zika falls, and if you potter, you stay potter forever. And we don't change the cases. This is the reason in the Filoshniyeh, Truma, we don't change the cases. We ask the Akash of Azir what Tesis wants from Nida, don't change the cases and say, if you potter, you potter forever. The answer is, Nida is a different getter. Because Nida is not like a regular p'tur. Because even without Nesra, she's not free. She will have to wait. Teisa just asked the kasha, let her to stay also forever. And Arayas, without Nesra, they will be mutter to the shuk, and later they'll become also again. So Nesra, and then they will become Yevamas again. So Nesra, they don't become Yevamas again. Nida, without Nesra, she will not be free. This is the reason she's not doing to the cloud. If she's not doing to the cloud, so what do you have to come cloud to Darkinoyam? Yeah?
Why wouldn't she be free?
Well, because as we said, she has to wait. We explained because it's Oymet to go off, so she has to wait.
Where's that from? Where'd he get that?
Svolen. Because Be'ezim, she's a Yevama, she has a problem, we wait till it goes off. What if a Chesisha, every Chesisha will die after 2 days, but still we also have to wait there.
But every problem we shall wait.
What?
Every problem we should wait. Just certain problems.
Because things that are not. No, Shaykh is the Darkinoyam. We're going without Nesra. We don't know Darkinoyam. Look at that one's getting mixed up. Luyatsuya is no Darkinoyam. We're learning Yevamos. Hashem says, if your brother is married to your wife's sister, don't marry her. Okay, so she's free. My wife dies, I couldn't marry her without Nesra. Neither I can marry. She's always neither, I'm allowed to marry, right? Now, there's a difference, Octasis. And Achis Isha, when I'm not allowed to marry her, she could do what she wants. By Nida, she will have to wait. This is Loshon
HaTesis. Where did that come from?
Svolen. Okay, now we explain that. I can't explain this. I asked you before if you understand. You said yes. I took you and I asked you if you understand. I asked you, yes, if you understand. You said yes. Cannot go back. It's like you know, you can go back. You cannot get there. After it was Muslim, I again became sure. That was clear, now it becomes not clear. It's exactly like Ginoya. It's totally Yitzchem Arbeisim. It's not Yitzchem Arbeisim, because stupid people that anyway didn't understand it. So it's Yitzchem Arbeisim. So, they call him a quick, but I want first to have the source of the Shemais. So, Zodrib Nochem, this is the reason, even if the Ginoya is a raya, that when you potter forever, and we said, and you don't check the cases. What that Kenyan says, my brother is married to my wife's sister, he dies, there's no Yibu. And then, so now, even if later to be very comfortable, because if in the Filoshnia, it doesn't make a difference, it's out. So now the Shai Yisrael, Tesis says in Nida, that it's not Kenyan. If Tesis also is made that it's a Rai, and not that it's a Sime, so what Tesis is saying by Nida, came in Shilabai, and Nami Asur, it goes in. But we said, if you're out, you're out. The Tesis is Nida Be'etzim was different. All of the Pturim were Potu Be'etzem. It was a Ptu Be'etzem. That was a Ptu Be'etzem. So we're saying that Kenayam says a Svore, it's not Noyam, so now forever you Potu. Even if you find a case that it is, that Kenayam taught me that Hashem, when he gave the mitzvah, he gave it once, and if it's Potu, it's Potu, and he will not make it to come back because it's not Noyam. So even if you have a case that it's Noyam, it doesn't make a difference. So why by Nida Deisa says that it's a Tzad, that if it's noyam, the mitzvah will come back. While it's a different p'tur, b'meila we don't learn it out from the algemeine klal. If it's a different p'tur, so why b'chlal I need to come that it's not darkei noyam, that it is noyam? Listen to the point. Talk to Menachem Mazir. Lu yitzuyer nida is not noyam, so will be a klal that even that someone that is on a hold stays potter forever. Darkei noyam is making the Torah to be the Torah, and then it doesn't make a difference what is the nafkaminas. So before we started our kinoya, when we read the Torah, we knew Arai is a potter for a week till they die, and Nida is potter. Zog dar kinoya, if you potter once, you potter ever, because if not, she'll get married, it's not nice, she's potter forever. So even with the feel of shnir, when it becomes nice, the Sfora said, when you potter forever. Now, Nida is a different case. It's not the same case that we spoke about, someone is potter forever. Because by Nida, when she was only out temporarily. Maybe this lady could come back. So if it's not noyam to come back in that case, so also here we say a svarah. When someone is out for a little bit, stays out forever. While it's noyam, so we say the klal says when someone is out completely, he's out completely. But if someone is out for chelik mezman, he's not out. This is the Torah of Rav Nochem to explain the issue of both Mr. Murklo to answer that Tesis is also going with the same as svarah. I want to go one more step. There's a lot more to explain in it. But one chelik that is nice, because we want to finish the stasis. A gewaldig gezach, a goyness. Reb Nochem came and asked the kasha. So the first teretz of stasis holds, neither is a elve. So he takes, no, neither is not a elve. Leidomi la'achoy sisho. There's no mesro, she's not out. In ba'alu konu. I don't like the first Eretz. I'm telling a different Eretz. You know why there's no Nesro? It's not Darkei Noyam. Maskin? No? Now I'm asking you a shayla. What holds the second Eretz? So neither is the Erva, neither is not the Erva. What the second Eretz holds? Neither is the Erva or not? What? The first Eretz holds if she's not an Erva, it's no Nesro. So what is the void? Again, the first tenets of Taisa said, neither is not a hell. The male is no Nesl. Not a Balu Kono even. The void, what is void? How do you remember the club Shad and Taisa's void? How do you remember void? How do you remember the void? What void says? Even if you were saying that like the first tenets, and what you were saying that what? She is a hell. She is a hell, not a hell. The first Teretz said, Nida is not an Erve. What the first Teretz says? Nida is Nishken Erve. Even is it Mashma, Afilu Baru Kondom, she's Mamish. In, it's no Nest. Ve'oid, even if she's out. But it's no Nest, because Lebay lo gam kin tzricho lehamki. Klo? Ve'oid, even if Nida is an Erve, we don't say Nest, why? Is the bay not zricho leamti? So the second Teretz learned that neither is a elva, neither is not a elva. This is a elva. Hello? Hello? Is that why? Afraid of Nochem, I don't understand. But state in Gemara and Psochem, she in Baal Lukonu. How you can tell me that the second Teretz will learn that neither is a elva? Teretz is born already in Gemara and Psochem, she in Baal Lukonu. What is Roy? She gives all good, finish. So someone to answer Stacy said Mashma, it's not Mucha. Kenza. Kenza. As I break Reb Nochem. Taisa said that she's not a help. Und Mashma with Psochim, she's not a help. No, what's for it? No, even if you say that what? That neither is a help. Was noch ist da und da geht da ja aber was bin denn ihr selber so ein Ball und komm ein Ball und komm so ein Ball und komm if you the first time it said she's not an Elbe and it's even Ball und komm it's a Gemara no? If you answer that it's a Gemara then Ball und komm so she's not an Elbe so what is Shaykh da bei euch well even if she is an Elbe but you said she's not an Elbe Ball und komm that you bought a gemara pesachim, what if you say that it's only mashma, it's not mefush?
Said in
balukon, I always never in balukon. Elvis not in balukon? Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. It's a little bit in the safer. We have all reason not much clearer. The second teretz also knows that neither is not an elve. And in Baalukonu, he said it. So what is the void? So the void is not void Yishleimo. Tesis is asking as a kasha. I will start with Tziba, it's also with Raya, but I will say it in Tziba, it's easier to understand. Zog the second Teretz, I learned that Nesra and Bar Kenoyam is the same thing. So if it's not Noyam, even if she's not a Erva, had to be Nesra. The second Teretz, you're right that he answered very nice that neither is Noyam. But now listen the other way around. The second Teretz has a problem. Vali learns that Bar Kenoyam is measured by the case. We'll call it Tziba. Even if Iraya will explain what we're calling. But if we'll learn that our Kinayim is measured by case, so neither is not a Erev. It's Noyam or it's not Noyam? It's not Noyam. So say Nesra. Again, if you're learning that Nesra is a separate aloha, we are Shleim out, neither is not a Erev. The Ve'ori, so we explain, even if it's a Erev, but our Kinayim, Nesra is totally not Kinayim. Now, Reb Nochum is taking it to one mistake. That the Ve'oid is coming like this and says, before I'm answering to you that neither is Noyam, before I'm answering to you that neither is a Noyam, I want to explain to you that if I would not answer to you that neither is a Noyam, I would have a problem. Why? Because even if she's not a Erve, but if it's not Noyam, even if she's not Erve, it's a cloud, Bachel Dar Kinoyam, Atea has to be nice, it can be, she will have to be Zokuk Leibum later again. You're right that she's not an Elva. But even if she's not an Elva, if it's not Dar Kinoyam, she has to have Nesra. And for Tesis, but it is Noyam, ki gam lebailo tzricho lehamti. So now it's back and forth. So again, the first Teretz learns neither is a Elva. But Nesra is a Aloche, and when it's not an Elva, it's not a Nesra. So the Teretz, the second Teretz, Nesra is a Sfora, but maybe it doesn't exist here. Till here it's glad. That was the whole first part of Shir. Zog Reb Nochum, I will just take it to one more step. While I'm learning that second Teretz will also learn that it's not an Erve, but while the second Teretz learn that our Kinoyam is a Svore, or it's a Raya to the Svore, or it's a Sibor, or even it's a Raya, or it's a Kiboyt and our Kinoyam, so while here it's not Noyam, so even a lady that is pushed off for a little bit will stay pushed off forever. Even if because it's not a Kinoyam. So the man, she will stay out. Even if she's not a Erev. So forget the first Teretz of Tesis Lui Nesra is a Chalois Din. And on that he has to answer, Erve, neither is not a Erve, it's not a Chalois Din. Zog did the second Teretz, I learned that Kinoyam is a Stama Sibo. So it's not the Gia if it's Chalois Din or not. So even if neither is not a Erve, I have to come to the Chilu. So when the Rav Nochum said about Azei, Tesis that he didn't say, Ve'oid Yeshloima, Ve'oid Nira Lechalik. And it's not kilu another teretz fakel from the first teretz. First, I'm answering you one teretz. Neither is not an elva, nesra is only an arayitz. Void nira lechalik and bekasha. You're right that it's not an elva, but beetzim has to be nesra. Why? Because nesra is beetzim dar kinoya, and if nesra is dar kinoya, b'meile b'chaygam you have to have nesra. And for teisves, no, but here it's not a chisalon because gam lebaylo tzricho lehamti. There's no chisolim if that kinoyam. This is mechura, the two terutzim of tesis. But it's much more to ois cheshbon, but tomorrow we'll mamshik the tesis in the place.
This one is